Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Mark Striegel. Welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast. I am coming to you from a town called Maplewood in a state called New Jersey. It is one of the 50 states here. And I know everyone in this country is like, yeah, we know that. But believe it or not, some people in other parts of the world don't. Had somebody ask me recently if New Jersey was a part of New York. And it's not. It's close to New York. We're kind of right under New York. We've been called the armpit of New York City, if you will. And we are a smaller state. We sit below New York City, New York State on the far East Coast. And we are separate from New York and New York City, is at least as far as governments go. You know, each state has their own government, and we are here in New Jersey, and New York City is, from where I sit right now, probably about 22 miles, 23 miles to the middle of Times Square. And yeah, we'll get into that. And we're supposed to be spending some time in New York City this week, but I'm not. So I will talk about that in just a few minutes, but let's first remind everybody, I do a free, well, that's completely false. That's not true at all. I do a not free podcast called the Mark Striegel Podcast, which is available to the people who support me on Patreon. There was this one dude, man, his name was Davin, and he signed up and his credit card was declined. And then he gave me an address to send his T-shirt out because he was doing $5 a month, and the T-shirt came back no such address or something, or return to sender. It was really weird, man, really weird. I don't know, maybe somebody was just trying to help me spike the numbers or pull something over on me. Very odd. But anyways, we do have some supporters who I value just so much, who are there for me and talk with me on Zoom. We get together and we talk on Zoom and have just great conversations like we're going to next week on the podcast. Some of the people who support me on Patreon will join me to talk about Iron Maiden's great record, Somewhere in Time. At least I think it's great. Love it. And I also have a question up there on Twitter where I ask, what are some of your favorite songs off of the album? And I'm going to read those too. And you don't even have to support me on Patreon to, of course, respond to that and get your response to my tweet read on the podcast. So you can do that on my Twitter account, which is twitter.com/talkingmetal, or just simply @talkingmetal. All right. So the patrons who support me. Now, these guys, if you do $2 a month, you get a free podcast. I keep saying free. It's not free. You're paying for it. You get a podcast every Monday. And I love doing that podcast. I do it with Victor Ruiz. And some people think it's the best thing I do. You know, because I let loose a little bit. I'm a little bit more free. And I think Victor brings out the best and the worst in me simultaneously. and that's no disrespect towards Victor, because I think it's funny to sometimes hear me bitch and moan, right? Maybe not. I don't know. People seem to like it, though, and you get that every Monday. It's called the Mark Striegel Podcast. It's $2 a month is the pledge you need to do on Patreon to get that. But if you do a $5 a month pledge, not only do you get that, you get a Talking Metal t-shirt mailed to you. And you can pledge for as long as you want. I mean, maybe you only can afford to do a few months. I get it. That's cool. But anything you want to give is appreciated, and it's a great crowd. A couple of females now. We got Mrs. Metal Dan, which I'm psyched, and Madison Hatter, who has been on the podcast. Two females and 49 males supporting us for a total of 51 patrons. If we get to 100, I do start doing a bi-weekly video show fully produced. But honestly, things have really kind of slowed down. So I gotta tweak things if we're going to get to 100, because I think we're at the moment, it might be tapped out. I hope not. Prove me wrong. Join me on Patreon. Join Sam Warwick, Kado Yogavil, Kado. I don't know. I'm terrible with names. Adrian Kuzik, Dane Damage, Seth B., Alan Janssen, Hank Reeves, John Simpson, Huckney Jacobson, John Barron, Ed Ferguson, Denny Striegel, Patrick Sabin, Jerry from Salt Lake City, Blue Walsh 21, Victor Guzman, Gene Eugene DX, who sent in a picture of him wearing his Talking Metal t-shirt. You can check that out on my Instagram. That is at Talking Metal. Oh, and Sam Warwick, too. He sent a picture of him wearing the Talking Metal t-shirt. He's over in Australia. So check those guys out on my Instagram account. Where did I leave off here? Jerry from Salt Lake City. Blue Walsh. Did I say Patrick Sabin? I think so. Patrick Sabin, Jerry from Salt Lake City, Blue Walsh 21, Victor Guzman, oh yeah, Gene Eugene DX, that's where I should have picked it up, Sean Richmond, Mario Charance, Andrew Miller, Jeremy Weltman, Chris Riley, Johan Ergestrom, who will be a part of next week's episode, Stephen Rodriguez, Tommy Anderson, Gregory Muse, Kenny McCrimmon, Leo from Alaska, who just texted me. He was crushed hearing the news about Eric from Trouble. Yeah, sad times, definitely, Leo. Brad Dahl, Dan Gerwan, Victor Ruiz, Jerry from Long Island, Sam Soupy, Drake, Matt Carroll, Joe Ryan, Jason Seth, Steven Saylor, Ron Keel, Jean-Francois Blas, Anthony Mackey, James Bennett, Fred Rutz, David Gray, Michael Street, Mike Jones, Steve Hoker, John Bavari, Metal Dan. Yeah, my oldest supporter on Patreon is Metal Dan, and my most recent is Mrs. Metal Dan. So there you go. And one more shout out to Madison Hatter. So I was supposed to be going to see her play live tomorrow night in the city, but we've honestly bailed on that. We're not going to go because I don't know, man, this Delta variant stuff. I mean, I know people are like, oh, you just got to get out there and live. You're part of the problem if you're sitting home and not. But I don't know, man. I'm starting to know people who are getting like real sick from hanging out, and like other podcasters, some of them don't even want to go public with it, who have gotten sick with this Delta variant. You know, it's like, I don't know, man. I just feel like maybe it's time to press pause on our big comeback. And it sucks, man, because I was so psyched to rock out again. I bought tickets to see the Eagles. I was supposed to be at that concert at Madison Square Garden on Sunday. And I'll tell you what happened. They canceled it because of this hurricane that hit the Northeast here in the United States. And it gave me an out, man. And, you know, it was a vaccinated only concert, but now we're hearing, oh, well, the vaccinated can spread it. Thankfully, the vaccinated aren't getting as sick. The majority of them aren't getting sick at all. But even if you do get sick, you're not getting as sick. But still, the fact that I could spread it to my kid who's not vaccinated because he's not old enough. I don't know. It's a lot of money to go hang out and want to party and have a good time and have to be worried about something. Concerts are a freeing experience for me. And I know people, listen, I get it. Some people out there are like, oh, screw you. You got to get out there and live your life. I 100% agree. I hate wearing masks. But I just don't want to be at a concert, like having to once again put on the frickin' mask. I was done with the mask in like May. I've been vaccinated since February, man. It's like, I'm done with this crap. So it's like, anyways, long story short, we took our tickets for the Eagles. Because they postponed the concert, we were able to get a refund on those. I'm also not going to go see Billy Idol, Smashing Pumpkins, or Pearl Jam at the See Here Now Festival, which I've been planning on for a long time, because, you know, we were going to spend a bunch of money on the hotel and getting down there, even though the tickets were supposed to be comped. It's just like, I don't know. I'm not in the partying mood until I feel like I can party and have fun and not have to worry about stuff, you know? So that's kind of where I'm at. And I know some of you people aren't worrying about things. You're out there doing it, and I get it. But I'm also seeing people I personally know doing that and then telling me, yo, man, I'm so freaking sick, and I got my brother sick, and he's not vaccinated, and he's like really, really sick. And so, listen, I understand it. I get it. And Eric Wagner of the great doom band Trouble, a band that I sadly only saw once in concert back in like 87, I think, opening for King Diamond. And they were great. And I remember at that time just how revolutionary that was, you know, what they were all about at that time. It was a just really great band. And they were kind of in the late 80s, you know, they didn't really fit in. Part of them were like ahead of the time. They were already bringing back the 70s before it was kind of coming back into style. But yet they still had a foot in the 70s. I always felt like Trouble had a foot in the 70s and the 90s while they were in the 80s. And I'm not an expert on that band, like Leo from Alaska probably is, but I've always enjoyed the music that I've heard from them and recognize that Eric was just a monster talent and somebody who was very, very important to loud rock. That's my kid. You know what? In our old house, I don't know if you can hear that. He's gaming upstairs. In our old house, the basement was like carpeted, and it was like I was like more isolated. Even though this is a bigger house, it's just like sound travels. But anyways, yeah. So it sucks about Eric Wagner from Trouble. A lot of tributes coming into him, and then today we get hit with Charlie Watts. I don't know what he died of. I'm gonna say old age. He was 80 years old, and that's not bad, man. 80 years. You get 80 years on this planet. God bless you. That's good, man. That's good. Hope I get 80 years. Yeah, so Charlie Watts. I only saw Charlie Watts in concert once with the Stones, of course, but I'm happy to say that I saw him that one time, man. And people are dying, man. You know, he got 80 years. A lot of these rockers don't get that much, you know, so it's interesting, you know. I keep coming back to that quote that the guy from Saxon, Graham Oliver, told me, former Saxon guy, a month or two ago when I did that interview with him, that, you know, he told me, I don't know, I haven't read the quote, but Roger Waters had said that a lot of these rockers have played, they don't recognize it, but they've played their last gig. And he said that apparently in 2020. So it's coming true, though. It really is. You know, Charlie Watts, did he die of COVID? No, but he was you know, who knows? They probably would have been out on the road with him. He was sidelined because of it, and then he got sick and died. Yeah, so anyways, it's a weird time again, man. And I was so hopeful, again, buying the concert tickets. So right now, I'm not going to do See Here Now. It's a festival in New Jersey. The Eagles are postponed. I'm keeping my Megadeth tickets for now. That's coming up in September, and then I have an indoor show, which is a vaccinated-only theater, the Wellmont in Montclair, New Jersey. That's Ministry in October. So those are what's up on deck for me concert-wise now. People are like, why didn't you go see Kiss in Atlantic City? Guns N' Roses is coming back. I don't know. Right now, I'm just not ready, man. I don't even know if I want to go see Megadeth and Ministry. The good news is in New York, the COVID numbers are coming down. You know, we are seeing them gradually come down. It's not like the rapid decline that we saw in the UK, although the UK has now kind of gone up a little bit again. And I think that's how it's going to go. I think it's going to be kind of waves rolling downward. You know, when I say waves, I'm talking about the graph that you see on Google or the New York Times every day as far as the numbers go. I check all the different countries around the world and stuff. Really missing, you know, what we used to have. And we'll never take that for granted again, man. I want to travel. I want to go all over the place. I'm missing just so much of what we used to have and stuff that I always enjoyed, but maybe I took it for granted. And I will not do that once we get through this crap, which we will absolutely get through this crap. It's not, but, and the thing I'm recognizing, it's not going to be an on-off switch. That's why, you know, certain people are like, how are, you know, Guns N' Roses and Kiss out there touring right now and Megadeth? And I get it. But then the other hand, you know, part of me is like, they shouldn't be. But the other part of me is like, yes, they should be. We got to get the door opened again. And it's not going to go blowing wide opened. But we got to, and that's just not concerts. It's just life in general. Time to move on. We got to get moving here. Time to be safe, but push forward. So that's kind of where my mindset is on. I'm very conflicted. And speaking of conflicted, we had George Lynch on, use that word, conflicted, when he was talking about touring. I just got his new record on vinyl. It's called Seamless, the instrumental record. Really good, man. Really good. Featuring Jimmy Deanna, Eric Louisel. Produced by George, mixed by Jesse Ray Ernister. Good record. Only 200 printed on vinyl. And, you know, how many CDs are they going to sell? It's wild. You know, they say vinyl outsells CDs. Maybe not with George Lynch's fan base. I don't know. But let's say they sell all 200 copies of the vinyl. Let's say they sell, let's be generous. Let's say George sells 300 CDs. Well, that's fuck. 400. Okay, so he sold 600 total between the 200 vinyl and the 400 CDs of this new instrumental record. Then there's the streaming. You know, I know they get money from that. But it's odd, isn't it? I mean, can they make a profit off of that little amount? I don't know. I find it. This is Rat Pack Records. Is the label that is awesome enough to put it, give us a new George Lynch record. But you gotta scratch your head a little bit. I don't know how these guys make money or how these companies make money anymore doing music. Because all we hear about is, well, Spotify and Apple Music, they don't pay much, you know. So where does a guy like George Lynch, because, you know, he doesn't do these records for free. I'm sure they're giving him X amount of money, probably up front to do the record, but I'm sure they're business guys. They have a plan. And all I can say is thank you to Rat Pack Records for the new George Lynch Seamless record. And when I say thank you, I'm not talking about they sent me a free copy. No, I paid for this piece of vinyl. I'm just saying thank you for putting out music, because I don't know, in my mind, the business model doesn't look all that great, but I'm sure as hell happy that someone's got it figured out, or is at least putting out music out of the kindness of their heart. Good music. Because the Seamless record, it's good, man. I don't yank your chain much. It's good. It's good. I really, really like it. Yeah. So what else did I want to talk about? I think that's it. I do want you to stay tuned for our next episode. It's all about the Iron Maiden record, Somewhere in Time. That's next Tuesday. And then after that, we get back to interviews. And, you know, I know we had some lesser known people on the last episode and the episode before that with Jack Frost. But then, you know, we got to remember we had George Lynch, we had Dee Snider recently. So we will get back to some bigger names. I appreciate your patience. We are cranking out podcasts every week, an additional episode on Patreon. You get a private RSS feed. It goes right into your podcast server. And if you are a part of that $5 tier and up, you get that bonus podcast. You get a bonus t-shirt, and you also get then another additional bonus podcast called The Wrap-Up Show. So, yeah, check us out on Patreon. A lot of the content I do with Victor, a majority of it, I should say. So, yeah, check us out there, man. And big shout-out to everyone. Sorry if this was a bummer episode, but, yeah, just in a weird place. I can't wait to get back to it, man. I am so ready. And if anything, the one thing I feel like in recent months, it's something I've been working on for a number of years, but in recent months, I really feel like I've mentally and physically got myself in a good spot, down, you know, from like, let's say 5 years ago, I'm down like 15 pounds, feel great, man, running all the time. I'm about to get off this microphone right here and go have a jog. Been doing meditation and just trying to stay focused on what is important, you know, and that's family, that's friends, man. I'll end with this. I can't remember if I said this already on the podcast, but this guy, Dr. Bob, used to fix my guitars down in Princeton, New Jersey. Robert Picard, I think his name was. And anyways, yeah, he died, man. It was just like, this guy used to work at Kramer Guitars when they were at Neptune, New Jersey. And this guy was like a master guitar, like, technician. I mean, he had the magic touch with guitars. Even when I lived in the city, I'd drive all the way down to the Princeton area to have him fix my guitars and set up my guitars. He was so freaking talented and good. And I remember this is like 20 years ago at this point, he was maybe even more. He was like, oh, I guess it was his kidney or his liver. I can't remember. I think it was his liver. He was telling me that he's on the waiting list for a new liver and, you know, he's dying and he's not doing well and he didn't look good. And then I remember he met this woman that he ended up marrying. And the next time I saw him, he was like, oh, everything's great. I feel great. Everything's fine. He looked like $1 million, looked better. It shows you how powerful love is, right? He fell in love with this woman. And then, I don't know. I just thought I'd look him up like a couple like months ago, and sure as shit, he's dead, you know? No one even wrote the guy an obituary. This is a guy who like had dealings with Eddie Van Halen, man. Tony Iommi, he worked with. This guy was a serious guitar, brilliant mind, guitar technician guy. So good. And I mean, maybe his prime was back in the 80s, you know. Although I was using him up into the 2000s, you know. But I went to his wife's Facebook page. And, you know, the crazy thing is I had to do all this research. I figured out he died in I think, November of 2018. No one bothered to write an obit for the guy. You know, no one. And I believe he had a kid with his first wife, but I'm pretty sure. And, you know, and his wife, I noticed on her Facebook page, this is his second wife, the one that miraculously cured him of liver disease, which I think eventually ended up killing him, you know, 18 years later, probably less than that, 15 years later. She was obviously moved on to another man. And, you know, I don't know. It seemed like they weren't divorced, but she was already dating somebody else, which is fine. Listen, I get it. Relationships don't work out. I can't judge her for leaving him. He was a bit of a cranky dude at times. But I just found it sad that this guy died with not one freaking soul on the planet caring. You know, seriously, there was like one comment on the, you know, the page at the funeral home that had the blank obit column. And his wife, she'd responded to the comment and said something about hepatitis C or one of those hepatitis things had gotten the worst of him. And, you know, he could, I don't know, it was like almost a disparaging comment. Like, well, he never really was able to do his music because, you know, he's been battling an illness. And I don't know, just reach out to people, man. Talk to people. If that guy would have called me just to have a chat and talk, you know, in 2015 or something, I would have loved to have heard from him. You know, but you got to make the effort. You got to reach out to people, listen to people. Don't be so self-absorbed. Listen to what they have to say. Not everything in your world is the most important thing in the actual world or in other people's world. People like to talk about themselves more than they like to hear you talk about yourself. Just reach out to people. Keep the connections going. Because that guy, Dr. Bob, the guitar guy, dying, man, it just really affected me. I just really think it was sad. And honestly, how well did I know this guy? Not real well, but well enough that we'd occasionally talk on the phone. And again, this guy was, yeah, he was like backstage at the Black Sabbath show, I remember. It's just like he was known as such a good guy, and to die just without even with one comment on your obit from the funeral home in Ewing, New Jersey, and nobody even bothering to write anything about your life. I mean, it's sad. So I think, I don't know what his situation is, but you got to take responsibility and network and be someone who, you know, is there for other people. I mean, I think sometimes I don't work hard enough at maintaining friendships, and it's something I want to do more of, because at the end of the day, you just need something more out of life and experiences and relationships that you have with people. That's what it's all about, man. All right, we went down a real rabbit hole today. I think I'm even lost. I've even confused myself here. All right, guys, good night.